USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two people were killed and another injured in a shooting at a residence hall at Texas A&M University. Students and staff members on campus were asked to shelter in place as a precautionary measure as university police investigate the shooting at Pride Rock Residence Hall. Campus police say they found three victims who suffered gunshot wounds, two of which were confirmed dead. The third victim's condition is unclear. Rush Limbaugh, one of the most prominent radio hosts politically in the United States, said he's beginning treatment for lung cancer. Limbaugh told his radio audience that he was diagnosed with an advanced stage of the disease. He said the diagnosis was confirmed on January 20th. Limbaugh has been hosting the Rush Limbaugh Show nationally in syndication for 31 years. He's a Republican Party icon and a close ally of President Trump's. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Three more cases of the new coronavirus were confirmed in the U.S., all in California, bringing the total number of people in the country with the disease to 11. This weekend also saw the first death blamed on the flu-like illness outside of China. There are now 17,205 confirmed cases in more than two dozen countries, the vast majority of them in China. There have been 361 deaths, all of them in China, except for one confirmed in the Philippines. President Trump drew a few laughs on social media after placing the Kansas City Chiefs in the wrong state following their Super Bowl victory. President Trump said the Chief had made Kansas proud. The state line runs through Kansas City, but the team is actually based in Missouri. His tweet said, "Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on a great game and a fantastic comeback under immense pressure. You represented the great state of Kansas, and in fact the entire USA, so very well. Our country is proud of you." He later deleted the tweet and replaced it with one naming the correct state. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Millions of surgical gowns made in China are now being recalled because they may not be sterile, and surgeries are even being canceled in some hospitals. Alan Levine, CEO of Ballad Health in Tennessee, said his hospital had to reschedule over 200 surgeries. Cardinal Health admitted that a Chinese contractor supplying its gowns was using factories not registered with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The company said these facilities did not maintain proper environmental conditions. Problems included gowns exposed to contaminants through open windows, failure to provide hand sanitation, and operators eating in the production area. Cardinal Health said it's no longer working with that Chinese contractor and is cooperating fully with the FDA. One of the most recognizable faces in television news, former PBS anchor Gwen Ifill, started as a reporter in a predominantly white male journalism industry. Within years of her start, she was covering presidential campaigns for the biggest media organizations in the country. She's regarded as one of the most respected reporters of all time, and now she's on a stamp. The trailblazing reporter and anchor who died in 2016 was honored as the face of the U.S. Postal Service's 43rd Black Heritage Forever stamp. She joined Martin Luther King Jr., Ella Fitzgerald, and Jackie Robinson, whose faces all have been recognized with a forever stamp. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.